Saturday afternoon and time to drop in at the Sportsman's Club for another sports story selected for you by Grantland Rice. Yes, it's yarn spinning time down at the Sportsman's Club. That's the place, you know, where the sports fans gather these Saturday afternoons to play their roles as downtown quarterbacks and grandstand managers, to second-guess anybody who ever had the impertinence to conduct a sporting event without consulting the fans. Well, it's all in good fun. These hot stove league sessions, which are presided over by the man who knows the fans and knows the sports, the Dean of American Sports Writers, Grantland Rice. Grantland Rice has covered all the big sporting events of the past 30 years. The golf tournaments, the prize fights, the World Series, the football classics for more than three decades. And during these years, he has made a hobby, too, of keeping an eye out for good sporting stories. And he shares these stories with his friends these Saturday afternoons. So now we invite you to join us in fancy at the Sportsman's Club. Pull up a chair near the fireplace and meet Grantland Rice.
There's Grantland now. Let's ask him.
Okay. Say, Granny.
Yes, Bob?
Granny, we'd like your opinion on something. Steve and I have been talking about what's going to happen to Big League Baseball.
Oh, I think it's here to stay.
Oh, sure, but we were talking about the scarcity of ball players. Lots of them are in the Army and Navy, and we were just wondering what kind of game it would be if they brought back some of the old-timers.
That's the idea, Granny. If it slowed down the game a little, maybe. But there's a lot of retired ball players who've still got a lot of good baseball left in them.
Sure, I'll bet old Dizzy Dean could pitch a fair ball game right now. Oh, he wouldn't have the stuff he had in his prime, but he could pitch with his noodle. By golly, I'd lay $1.10 on the line to see old Diz out there on the mound.
Okay, I'll put my money with you. I would too, Steve, old Diz. I'd like to see a lot of the old-timers again, especially my old pal, Pepper Martin. But from what I've heard lately, it's rather a rough experiment. For instance, Connie Mack is all against it. He'd rather see youngsters under the draft age out there in big league uniforms. And Al Simmons frankly advises all the old-timers not to kid themselves. They wouldn't look so good today, Al says.
Well, maybe Al's got something there.
Yeah, I guess they never come back, eh, Granny?
Well, never is a pretty positive word. But they seldom come back in sports. When an athlete passes his prime, he's usually on a one-way street. But speaking of comebacks, maybe you ought to hear a fight story that I liked. The title is The Comeback.
About a guy who really did come back, Granny?
Well, I don't know. You listen to this story by Aubrey Wisberg and decide for yourself.
Hurry up, Mike. Hand me that stool. Let's have that pail and sponge. Here you are, Sam. Sit down. How do you feel, kid? Mike, give us that towel, will you? This bottle will fix you up, Sam. Yeah, see. Not much of a cut, but it's bleeding a lot. You were doing okay. He just got in a lucky punch. If he's got 15 years on you, you've got that much more experience. Here, take a sniff of this.
No.
Yeah, you are. You feel better? Last round coming up. You can stand it. Sure you can. Did you hear what I said, Sam? Last round. Hey, Mike, get that mouthpiece he just dropped.
Okay.
Come on, snap out of it, Sam. You gotta last this frame. You'll get the fight on points, I'll bet you. It's important to your comeback. Go out there and wade into him. Don't box the kid now. His legs are better and younger than yours. Give him the old socko. One wallop on a button and see him dive. He's scared stiff of your rep. Remember, you was almost champion once. Hey, Mike, give me that bottle again.
Okay.
The blood's obstinate.
Sure.
Here, take another sniff of this, Sam. Only a couple of seconds now, kid. Shove this in your mouth. Clamp down. You don't want your crockery busted, do you? For Pete's sake, Sam. Snap out of it. Mike, get the stool and pail off. Remember what I said, Sam. Punch. Don't box. Punch. 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 Punch.
That hurt.
If I can
roll over on my belly. Maybe I can push myself up. I should have blocked that one. I didn't see it coming. Now. Kid Shoe carries a wallop. My head is only clear and my eyes don't close on me. I guess I'm on the last roundup. Maybe I shouldn't have tried to come back at 38. But I gotta get the money to keep on searching. I've gotta find them before I die. Or all that crowd sure sings plenty loud in my ears. Sounds like the surf down in New Hampshire when I was a kid. A kid. Was I ever a kid? Sure traveled a long way in those days. This boy's gone much farther. What a body he's got. He sure landed one on me this time. Maybe it was right about not wanting Carl to be a fighter. Look. Look at his old man down in the dust, covered with his own blood. Yeah. Edith was right when she said...
Sam Jackson, you stop trying to teach Carl how to fight.
A kid's got to learn early how to take care of himself, Edith.
He can do that with his head. He doesn't need his fists for what he's going to be.
What do you got against fighting, honey? Got us this house. Let us be married.
I hate it, Sam. I hate it. Gentlemen don't fight for money. That's what Carl's going to be, a gentleman. A doctor, a lawyer.
Oh, Edith. Look at the little rascal. See how he shot that one straight from the shoulder? It's in the blood, Edith.
Well, you don't have to crow about it, Sam. It won't stay long in the blood if I can help it. And you'll leave the child alone with all this nasty fighting.
It's a man's game, honey. Don't you see?
It's uncivilized, Sam. Brutal. Cruelly battering a man for money.
It feeds us.
How many times the bread has choked me when I think how it's bought. With blood and sweat and another man's pain.
Oh, come on now, honey. Could you eat it any easier if I was on the receiving end? Don't talk foolish, honey.
Oh, Sam. Sam, please, won't you give it up? Won't you try something else? We've got a little money saved. Try some other business. Any kind of business, as long as it'll take you away from prize fighting.
Oh, honey, I can't do nothing but fight. You don't want to rub out a coming champ, do you? Just give me a couple of more years. By the time Carl's ready to go to school, he'll be a hero just because his pa's world's champ. You wait and see.
Two.
I gotta get up. I can't end up like... Never get another fight. They never come back. They never come back. They never come back. They never come back. I gotta. I just gotta. Blood in my mouth. It sure tastes awful. I gotta get my eyes open. Head's ringing like a bell. Who tied those weights to my hands? Sure paralyzed me with that one. It's harder than anybody I've ever met in 20 years. Why is my heart pounding this way? Why can't I breathe properly? Oh, Edith was right. Blood and sweat, another man's pain. Now it's my blood, my sweat, my pain.
But Sam...
I know, honey. I promise, but look. If I quit now, it'll be throwing away the chance of a lifetime. Two more fights and I'll be world's champ. And then I'll quit, so help me. You wouldn't want me to throw away all that money I can make on the next two fights, would you?
You promised, Sam.
Oh, honey, I know I did. But it wasn't fair to dig a promise out of me just then. This time I promise sure enough, cross my heart. Just let me get a crack at the title. Just let me get the crown and then I'll quit. Why, already folks point you out as you walk down the street. Look, there goes Mrs. Jackson, Sam Jackson's wife.
I know and I hate it. Makes me miserable to be pointed out as the wife of a prize fighter.
There ain't nothing dishonorable about it, Edith.
I know there isn't. But I don't want a broken-down husband batted into an early old age. And perhaps blind.
Oh, you sweet kid. Worrying about my looks, huh? Well, there ain't any need, Edith. I can take care of myself. Look at me. Take a look.
Oh, Sam.
Oh, now, honey, wipe away those tears. Your eyes are too pretty and bright for that. Just look at your mule-headed old man. Take a peek at his funny pan. See any marks on it outside what I was born with? No, of course you don't. Any thick ears? Nope, no sign of any. Busted nose? Just as straight as the day I came into the world.
But, Sam, I'm afraid for Carl. All my dreams for him, all my hopes. I don't want him to be a fighter. I hope I die before I see the day
Oh,
that...
honey... That's no way to talk.
I want him to be a gentleman. I want him to have fine friends, Not those flashy good-for-nothings you hang around with at the gym and the ring. It's been my dream, Sam. My dream and prayer. Ever since he was born. Our son.
Well, don't you worry none, Edith. He'll have everything, everything. And his pa'll see to that. With the money I'll make on these next two fights, we'll be able to send him to college. We'll make a gentle out of him, or bust Ryan. You'll be proud. You'll see. Gee whiz. Look at the kid out on the lawn. Only five. Look at the way he's whamming that trick punch ball I rigged up for him.
The ring!
Did that mob ever get tired screaming that way? I gotta get my eyes open. I'm bleeding like a stuck pig. I feel as weak as a kitten. Well, 38 ain't 20. I should have known. But I thought I might... I just gotta. If I can only get my hands out of me and push. I feel as numb as a dead herring. That boy's right smashing like a steam engine. How much am I getting for this fight? A couple of thousand if I win. Half if I lose. But I've got to win. I need that money. I've got to search.
Keep on searching till I find them. Here all my life. Took me a long time to figure that out.
Now I know nothing else matters.
Maybe they're in mud. Maybe sick. Maybe. I gotta find him. A wife needs a husband to look out for her, to watch over her. Boy needs his pa. Here I am. Here I am. Oh, Edith.
Oh, Edith, honey. Please don't cry. Don't be sore at me. That Lucille dame don't mean a thing to me. I don't care a snap of my fingers for her, believe me.
How long has this been going on, Sam?
We were just friends, honey. Just friends, only friends. Sure, that's all. I don't know how long. I met her at that party after I knocked out Malone to make myself the contender for the championship. You know, she was a pal of Irish Mike, just came in from Chicago. Lonesome. Mike asked me to show around a bit. That's all, Edith. Honest.
Don't talk of honesty to me, Sam. If you'd only been honest enough to come right out with it and told me that you and she... perhaps I might have been able to... But to have kept quiet all those months, to have fooled me, to come home from her to me those nights. I can't help it. I can't help it.
Gee, Edith. That's a fine send-off to a guy who's going to step into the ring in a couple of hours to battle Jim Dunkirk for the world's championship. How do you think I'm going to feel in there?
I don't care, Sam. I'm not interested anymore.
So what? Where are you taking those suitcases?
We're going. Leaving. Carl and I.
Leaving? Edith, you don't mean... Oh, honey, you can't do that. That Lucille damn don't mean nothing to me, crossing my heart. Edith, please. Oh, don't leave me like... Edith! Edith! Edith, I gotta get my eyes open. If I could only roll over, maybe I could push myself up. Oh, Lord, help me get up on my feet. Gee, them sports writers' machines sure spit out the words fast. Epitaphs, I know. Why don't that bell ring? Why don't that bell ring? I've been down here half an hour. Seems like that timekeeper must have had a stroke. I feel as hollow as a suit of armor. Where are they now? Where could they be? People just can't disappear from the face of the earth that way unless... Unless... Oh, no. No, they aren't. They mustn't be. They're all I've got. I've got to find them. Oh, Lord, I feel bad. Oh, busted. Broken. Bloody sway. I didn't feel half as bad that night I tangled with Dunkirk. I felt 10 times worse that night before I stepped into the ring than I did tonight. It's funny. Dunkirk, he's a good fighter. Clever. My left feint of his in that right cross. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Dunkirk wins by 9.
Great cross, flattened Sam Jackson in third.
Dunkirk stops Challenger in third.
Dunkirk retains ground.
Jimmy Dunkirk knocks out Jackson in
the third. Here you are.
Fine.
I gotta get my eyes up. That boy did a swell job on him. But I'll have a couple of shiners you can see in the dark. Bleeding. Bleeding like a well. Where's it all coming from? Oh, I feel sick in my stomach. I'm glad he did that since. This ain't a gentleman's game. This ain't for any son of mine. Edith was right. Oh, what a thick-headed fool I was. What's a gentleman got to do with busted noses and cauliflower ears? What's a gentleman got to do with being punch drunk, walking out of heels? What's a gentleman got to do with sweat and stinks and cheap friends, cheap women, cheap women?
Good with nothing but a lucky punch he put over on you, Sammy boy.
Thanks, Mike. Hurts when I move my jaw.
We'll be fixing you up in a couple of months. A return boat with Dunkirk. That's what we want, a return boat.
Can I quote you for the Daily Star, Irish?
Quote me as much as you like. And the more space you give old Irish Mike, the better he likes it.
Are you going to ask for a return boat right away?
Right away. And even sooner than that. Me boy Sam here will lay that Dunkirk, flattering me all Uncle McGonagall's archers back in County Cork. You can hold to that.
Well, what do you say about that punch, Sam?
Oh, here, there's a couple of letters on the mat.
So that,
Hey, Ark, grab them.
I go.
Feel all right now?
Sure. All right. Come on. Come on.
Here. Sit in this armchair here.
Yes, sir.
You can read your letters.
Oh, okay. Read my letters.
Well, so long.
So long. Thanks.
Oh, that's all right.
Letters. Dear Mr. Jackson, I advise you from, and despite the vigilance and application of our operatives, I regret to inform you there is yet no trace of your wife and child has been found. Dear Mr. Jackson, I last told you, and we have done our best. As such, it's been relentless for 5 years. We are compelled to acknowledge defeat. We have not been able to discover the faintest trace of your wife and child. Not being able to discover the faintest trace of your wife and child.
Six. 196 hours, must be. Ain't that crowd ever gonna stop yelling? I tried to get up with them. Couldn't they see? My legs just won't move. That boy's right came at me like a pile driver. I'm drowning in all blood. Look, it's suffocating me. I guess you've got to pay for it sometime. I'm getting mine now. Feel like I was drunk.
Drunk again, huh?
Oh, lay off me, Lucille.
You lazy bum. Why don't you go out and do something?
Oh, leave me alone.
That's exactly what I am going to do.
Lucille, come back. Don't go, Lou.
Seven.
All the children go to heaven. 7, 7, 7, 7. They never come back. Never.
How about a ride, mister?
Why, sure. Come on, hop in.
Thanks.
Too hot to walk.
Yeah.
Going far?
You can drop me when you leave the highway.
Huh? Well, I'm only going a couple of miles.
Oh, that's all right. So help.
Have a cigarette. My name's Smith.
Thanks. Mine's Jackson.
Well, glad to know you.
Same here.
You got any particular place you want to go?
No. Any place.
Oh. Just looking around, eh?
Yeah. Just looking.
Terrible hot day to be hitchhiking. I said it was a terrible hot day to be hitchhiking.
I beg your pardon. I wasn't listening. I was thinking.
Oh. Well, I said it's a terrible hot day to be hitchhiking.
Oh, yeah. It is.
Yeah, almost too hot to think.
Yeah, almost.
Well, here's where I turn off, Mr. Jackson. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Thanks.
Hey, you see that health farm about 100 yards down the road there?
Yeah.
It's got that grilled iron fence all the way around it. Those two trees stand at the gate. You see?
Yeah.
Well, it's 9 miles to the next town from there.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, Mr.
Oh, don't mention it. Well, so long.
So long. Gotta get my eyes open. They're waiting somewhere. I know they are. I've got to see them. I've got to win this fight. Buy a new suit. Get me a car. This Pa can't come in looking like a tramp. You've got to be proud of me in spite of my mistakes. Oh, Lord. I feel funny.
Hot.
It was in the month of August, in the middle of July. In the forenoon it didn't rain at all, and the afternoon was dry. Ugh, man, but it's hot. It's too hot to be after walking, my boy. Too hot.
Irish.
What's that?
Irish Mike.
Why, Sam Jackson, my boy. That's a living breed.
Irish.
Oh, how are you, Sam? How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Bloomin', Sam. Where have you been all these years since you left the ring?
Oh, around.
Yeah, taking it easy, you spalpini. Come in. Come in and refresh yourself with a cool drink of fresh cow's milk this devil's day.
You own this health farm, Mike?
I do that. Just me own. Old Irish Mike that everybody said would end his days in the gutter. Save me dough, Sam. Save me dough.
Gee, I'm glad I know it, Mike.
I know you are, my boy. I have a surprise for you. Do you know who I've got with me here?
Who?
Billy Taylor, your old trainer.
No. Billy here?
Yeah, just a pound of old men's fat bellies and a pining for the old days. Oh, won't he be pleased to see you?
Good old Billy. Yeah. It's a pretty place you got here, Mike.
Yeah.
All these trees, that lake. Reminds me of that place I trained in the mountains, you remember?
Oh, do I remember you asked me? Oh, them was the days.
Yep. Them was the days. Irish.
Yeah?
Irish. Those days, can't we bring them back?
What are you saying, man? You mean a comeback?
Sure. I'm not too old. 38?
What?
It's been done. If it hasn't, I can do it. I know I can.
Well,
I've got to do it.
I don't know.
Look, I'm just as good as I ever was.
Oh, to the eyes.
All over and inside.
But how's the leg?
Like springs. Look.
Oh, it is light on your pins, yeah, but can you keep it up for 15 rounds?
I can. Why not?
Well, you're 38.
I've got all the more experience on my side.
You've had a lot of fights, Sam. You've left a little bit of yourself in the ring in every one of them. How much have you left to come back with?
All I need. I can do. Believe me, Irish. I can. I've got to.
Let's take a look at you. Well, you look pretty fit at that.
To get my eyes open. Oh, Lord.
Well, Sam, I guess you're about as good as you'll ever be, taking into consideration your age and the abuse.
I'm as good as new.
How do you feel?
Great.
Oh, that's good. It's a tough road you've taken, the comeback trail.
I'm not scared. I can make it.
I'm pulling for you, Sam.
Thanks, Mike. I know you.
Now, here's the first scrap we've got arranged for you. The kid comes from California. New to the game, but promising and well-liked by the folks out west. Now, Sam, you've got to put him out of the way to start on the comeback road. Name's Kid Ramsey.
Ramsey by a knockout. The pace was too tough for old Sam Jackson, but he put up a whale of a fight. Father time was against him, and youth must be served. Jackson's through, and he might as well realize it. And if he take your radio reporter's advice, he'd put those gloves back in the mothballs and forget about them. Now, folks, your announcer has dug out a little dope for you about this promising young new light heavyweight who battled his way to spectacular victory tonight over the old diehard Jackson. He comes from California, as you all know, but Ramsey's just his professional name. The kid was brought up in an orphan home from the time he was 5 years of age when his mother died. His real name's Carl Jackson. Jackson beats Jackson. Well, folks, time's up. Remember to thank Watkins, One Price Men's Hat, for this...
Kid Ramsey. Carl Jackson.
Edith. Edith. Look. Look at our kid. He knocked this paw right out of the fight game.
I guess Jackson did come back after all.
Well, Granny, getting back to the outlook for baseball this year, you don't think it would do any good to bring back the old-timers, huh?
Oh, I think there'll be a few of them around, Bob. But I guess the game we're really interested in is the game the boys are playing who have been drafted out of baseball.
Yeah, they're playing the big one now.
Yeah. You bet they are, Steve. And next week I've got a story for you that follows one of these ball players out of the big leagues and into the Army. It's called Old Indispensable, and it was written by Stanley Frank, the New York sports writer who knows all about ball players. I'll see you then.
All right,
well,
guys.
Good night, fellas. Good
night, fellas. Good night, fellas. Bye.
This has been another visit to the Sportsman's Club to hear a story selected by the Dean of American Sports Writers, Grantland Rice. Today's story, The Comeback, was written by Aubrey Wisberg. Santos Ortega played Sam, and the cast included Helen Choate, Gene Ellen, Bill Gray, Paul Ford, John Connery, and Wilfred Lytell. Grantland Rice appeared in person. George Crook was at the organ, and the production was under the direction of Anton Leder. Join us next week at this time at the Sportsman's Club. There will be another sports story, especially selected for you by Grantland Rice. This is the National Broadcasting Company.